Thumbelina. There is a woman who lives alone in a small house. Her name is Cabinetina. She doesn't have a child, and she is very sad about this. One day, while she is walking in the forest, she starts crying. "I wish I had a daughter," she says sadly. And suddenly, a fairy appears in front of her. "What's the matter? Why are you crying?" asks the fairy. "I don't have a child, and I want to have one, but I'm hopeless," says Cabinetina. The fairy gives Cabinetina a magic seed. "Plant this seed and water it every day," she says. "It's not an ordinary seed. You should give your love to it too." Cabinetina feels very happy. "Oh, you're so generous. Thank you," she says to the fairy. Cabinetina plants the seed in a pot. She waters it every morning. A few days later, the seed grows into a large flower. "What a beautiful flower," she thinks. She kisses the flower. Then the flower opens. There is a tiny girl sitting on it. Cabinetina is very happy. Her dreams come true. "You are my little child," she says. "And your name is Thumbelina, because you are not bigger than my thumb." Thumbelina lives with the old woman. She has got a small room. Her bed is a walnut shell, and her blanket is a pink flower. One summer day, Thumbelina goes to the lake. She sings songs and swims in the lake. After a few hours, she gets tired and she falls asleep on a leaf. A frog sees Thumbelina. She carries the leaf to the middle of the lake.
"She can't escape now," the frog says to herself.
When Thumbelina opens her eyes, she sees the frog. "Who are you?" she asks.
"I am Mrs. Frog," answers the frog. "You are so beautiful. You will marry my son," she says in a loud voice.
Thumbelina starts to cry. She doesn't want to marry a frog. She wants to go home. There is a group of fish under the water. They hear Thumbelina crying. They feel very sorry for her, so they decide to help her.
"Don't cry, little girl," they say. "We will help you. We can carry the leaf at night."
When it is dark, the little fish push the leaf and take Thumbelina far away. Next morning, while Thumbelina is floating on the water, a big bug sees her on the leaf.
"What a beautiful girl," he thinks. "I must save her."
The big bug catches her with his claws and starts flying in the sky. Thumbelina is surprised.
"Where are you taking me?"
she asks.
"I'm taking you to my house," he says.
After a while, they reach the bug's house. It's a very big tree. The bug's friends gather around them to see Thumbelina. They look at her and say,
"Look at this creature. She has got only two arms and two legs. She is very ugly."
The bug agrees with them, and he also thinks Thumbelina is ugly. He gets angry and takes her somewhere in the woods and leaves her there. Thumbelina is alone in the woods now. It is winter time. The weather is windy and snowy. Thumbelina shivers with cold. She walks and walks to find food and shelter. Then she sees a little cottage. She knocks on the door. A mouse opens the door and asks,
Who are you, poor little girl?
I'm Thumbelina. I'm lost in the woods. I'm very cold and hungry. Help me, please, she says.
The mouse is sorry for Thumbelina.
Come in, please, she says.
I have got a warm house and a lot of food to share with you.
Thank you, says Thumbelina. She sits by the fire and has dinner. After dinner, the mouse says,
You can stay here, but you must clean the house, cook the meals, and do the laundry.
Thumbelina stays in the mouse's house for the winter. She does the housework every day. One day, Thumbelina sees a blue bird lying on the ground in the woods. When she gets closer to him, she sees that he is very ill. He can't walk or fly. Thumbelina is very sad, and she decides to help him. She gets a blanket for the bird. She gives him food and water. She reads a book to him every night. A few days later, the bird can walk and fly again. He says, Thank you, Thumbelina. You are very kind. You give me food and water every day. Now I am healthy. I will never forget this. How can I help you? Thumbelina is very happy that the bird can fly again.
Where is your house? She asks.
I live in Flowerland. The weather is sunny and the sky is blue there. There are a lot of trees and flowers. There are a lot of birds too,
answers the bird.
Then he smiles and says, I'm going there now. Do you want to come with me?
Thumbelina likes birds and flowers.
Yes, I want to come with you, she says. She is very excited.
She climbs on the bird's back and they fly up in the air. Thumbelina watches the wonderful scenery as they fly over the trees, mountains and rivers. A few days later, they reach Flowerland. Thumbelina looks around. The trees are tall and the grass is green. There are a lot of colourful flowers everywhere. She sees tiny people on flowers. They are like her, not bigger than a thumb. The bird introduces Thumbelina to the tiny people.
Hello, everyone. This is Thumbelina, he says.
Everybody is so kind and friendly. They talk to Thumbelina and play games with her. At last, Thumbelina finds another welcoming home. She lives there with her friends happily ever after.